Blog Talk Radio.
We are live, Sportsaholics 24/7. Big day today. I'm your host, John, joined by my co-hosts, Nick and Brandon. What's up, guys?
Hey, John.
How much, man? How you doing?
Like I said before, big day today in sports. BCS National Championship tonight, Florida State versus Auburn. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the NFL games from this past weekend. And if we have time, we'll talk a little bit about Charlie Strong at the University of Texas becoming the new head coach there. But let's start off right now quickly with the BCS National Championship game tonight at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California. On ESPN tonight, Florida State, number one, faces off against number two, Auburn, what should be a really fun game to watch with two teams that have very different styles of play, but they both put up a lot of points, and it should be an exciting game. For me, what I'm going to be looking out for is how well Auburn's secondary plays. If they can slow down Jameis Winston a little, Auburn has a great chance to win. They've been pretty weak this season, Auburn's secondary, so I think they're going to have to step it up big time. And to help them out a little, I think that Auburn's front four is going to have to get some pressure on Winston. Because if he has all day, he'll find, you know, Benjamin and some of those other big receivers, O'Leary, the tight ends, he'll find them. If he has time, he'll hit them. So, Nick, what do you think Auburn has to do to win this game? Keys to the game for Auburn.
Well, I'll tell you this now, and I bet you $1 million this game is going to be very high scoring. It's going to go over 100 points. Now, the thing is that Auburn has an out-of-this-world running game. Their running game is by far the best in college football. And the truth of the matter is Florida State is going to have trouble defending it. Keep in mind, Alabama, who is one of the best, I think has the best defense in college football against the running game, with HaHa Clinton-Dix and C.J. Mosley, who can read offenses. They had trouble defending Auburn's running game. And if they had so much trouble defending Auburn's running game, then Florida State, really, honestly, I don't think they're really going to be able to defend Auburn's running game in that sense. But also on the defensive side for Auburn, they have to put pressure on Jameis Winston, because Jameis Winston is a rookie. But the truth is, if you give him time, he will run, he will throw, he will destroy the defense if you give him time. Auburn has to have a strong defense. Their front four and their linebackers have to play like their hair is on fire. They seriously do. Otherwise,
I never heard that one before.
Another one is, and also it's also up to Florida State's offensive line. That's another one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Brandon, what are your keys to the game for Florida State, on the other hand? They're the big favorites in this. What do they have to do to win the national championship tonight?
Well, there are three things that they have to do. First of all, they have to establish the deep ball early. Very early in this game, they have to do it often. Okay? Auburn's biggest weakness is the deep ball. And we all know that Jameis Winston can throw the deep ball. They have a ton of talented receivers and tight ends. They have decently solid offensive line, and obviously Jameis Winston is the best player in college football right now, and I think that if they attack the Auburn secondary, they're going to thrive tonight. Now, another thing is they have to be able to stop Trey Mason. I know this is a bit obvious and blatant, but if Trey Mason is going to be allowed to run all over the Florida State front seven,
he will.
The game is going to be a disaster for them. And I think the third thing is keep Jameis Winston untouched. When Jameis Winston gets pressured, He gets thrown into bad decisions. I mean, he is the best player in college football, but let's be reminded that he is a freshman and he is inexperienced, especially in a big situation like this. And what Auburn has to do to get to James Winston is to get pressure. They have to dial up the pressure, even if that means leaving an extra guy open. Jameis Winston will not be able to make that throw. So they Florida State has to protect Jameis Winston.
Yeah, that's gonna be a huge part of tonight's game. And you know, I am really torn in terms of who I think is gonna win this game. We're gonna talk about that a little later, our predictions, but I think the key to this game is, like I said earlier, the Auburn defense in particular, their secondary. But I think another key to this game is gonna be special teams, because it's going to be high scoring, and teams are going to want to have the best field position possible. And you look at Auburn with, you know, they have Chris Davis Jr. returning. He's obviously scored an amazing touchdown against Alabama. I think special teams are going to be big. And then also preventing the big play on both sides, like Brandon said before, Florida State has got to slow down Trey Mason running the ball, and also you have to watch Nick Marshall, their quarterback, too. He's a pretty good quarterback as well.
As a runner,
he's good. As a passer, he's not great, but as a runner, he's really good. Yeah. And then for Auburn, again, preventing that deep pass by Jameis Winston, getting pressure on him. So it'll be interesting. Just a quick reminder, if you didn't see our Facebook post or Twitter post, if you'd like to have a chance to be put into the Sportsaholics 24/7 Hall of Fame, we want you to call in with your prediction for tonight's game. Pick who you think is going to win and the final score. Whoever is the closest to the final score will be put into the Sportsaholics 24/7 Hall of Fame. So to call in, that number is 347-884-8496. Again, if you want to call in, try to get into the Sportsaholics 24/7 Hall of Fame with a prediction for tonight's championship game and a score, and whoever's the closest will be the winner. Now I think we can move on to predictions for this game. So, Nick, let's start with you. Who will be the 2014 BCS National Champion?
Wow. The only reason why I say Florida State is because I like Jameis Winston is much better than Nick Marshall. And Nick Marshall is not – I really don't consider him an elite quarterback. He's really not.
I don't consider him that either. But as a runner, he's really talented.
He's a very good runner, but he is no Jameis Winston. And I think – and let's put it this way. Auburn's running game is amazing, and Florida State's deep ball game is amazing. But I do think that Florida State has a slightly stronger defense, and Jameis Winston's an overall better quarterback. So, and Florida State, they can run a little, Auburn could pass a little. But honestly, because Jameis Winston's a much better quarterback and Florida State's defense is a little stronger and they can defend the deep ball better than Auburn, I would go with Florida State. Final score of about 55-52.
Oh, wow. That is
very
okay.
That is a, I'm telling
that's
you,
a lot of points.
Okay. Yeah, that's a little.
Yeah.
Come on,
Brandon. What's your prediction, Brandon?
Okay. Well, for me, and forgive me for saying this, the biggest winner in tonight's game is college football. We have ourselves the best title game matchup since 2010, when Auburn, that's not a coincidence, played Oregon. Now, I think, honestly, the biggest winner of tonight, regardless of who wins, is the BCS itself, because tonight marks the final BCS national championship game as we know it. They're moving to a new format next year with the playoffs, and I think that in the final year of this very flawed system, they finally got a matchup right. And that makes this game so much more enjoyable. In terms of the game itself, personally, I think the biggest X factor is C.J. Uzomah, the tight end for Auburn. If he puts up good numbers, Florida State's weakness in terms of their defense is their linebackers. And most likely, C.J. Uzomah is going to be covered by a linebacker. He is explosive, he is talented, and he is very, very good at holding on to the football. And I think that Nick Marshall is going to put up great numbers. Jameis Winston, he's going to throw for maybe, I don't know, two touchdowns and an interception, I guess. But
two touchdowns and an interception?
When all is said and done, I think Auburn is going to rise up from the rubble, and Auburn is your national champion tonight simply because of where they were in the beginning and where they are now and the motivation that they have to win this game. And from where they come from, it's just unbelievable. No team is ever going to beat Alabama and then lose in the national championship.
Well, why can't that happen? Why can't that
because
happen? Because
Alabama...
That could easily happen.
Listen to me. Auburn is your national champion. There is no team that is going to come off beating the best team in college football by a mile. And then lose
Alabama's not
to Florida State.
Alabama's not the best team, though. They just lost their bowl game
about?
By a lot.
Florida State is by far the best team in college football
at this point.
Well, right
it's
now they
Alabama.
Are, but Alabama is the most talented team. They are the best coached team, and they have the team that has the brightest future going forward. And they will have
okay.
that future should Nick Saban
okay.
stay.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what I mean. I'm not
but
saying
that,
you know, they lost to Auburn.
That doesn't mean, though, that they're going to automatically beat Florida State. Never count that Jameis Winston. I understand he's a freshman. But don't count him out. He is throws a great – he can run. He is an excellent runner, and he has a great arm. He can throw the deep ball perfectly. I love the way he throws the deep ball. And Auburn, like you said, is not good at defending the deep ball. However, at the same time, I do see both arguments because at the same time, Auburn's running game is so strong that Florida State's linebackers suck. So
also, I think Auburn's going to dial up the pressure on Winston, like I said earlier.
Yeah.
And my final score itself is going to be 37-30, Auburn.
You see, here's how the reason why I say it's going to be Florida State, the reason why I'm leading more towards Florida State is because Nick Marshall is not an elite quarterback. Jameis Winston is excellent. Jameis Winston kind of kills two birds with one stone. He basically leads his team in rushing, and he can throw, and he has an excellent arm. There's nothing that Nick Marshall has that Jameis Winston doesn't. Jameis Winston has what Nick Marshall has, plus a great arm, which is more than double of what a quarterback should have.
All right. All right, so, John,
especially in this day and age, teams depend on their quarterbacks a lot more than they used to. Like Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl in 2000. Nowadays, I honestly don't think that would happen, even in college football. So I don't think Nick Marshall is capable of basically carrying the team to winning the national championship. But I think Jameis Winston is.
Yeah, that's interesting. You bring up, you know, the different things between the two quarterbacks. Now, for me, this is, you know, like Yasmin was saying, it's going to be a very good matchup. I am honestly not a big fan of the BCS, but I think this is a good way to end it, kind of, between two very talented teams. I think they could really interchangeably be ranked number one, because you look at Auburn's strength of schedule, and then Florida State just blew everyone out. They didn't have any close games this season. So honestly, in terms of who's going to win, I'm really torn, but I'm going to have to go with the Seminoles from Florida State for a few reasons. First of all, I think Auburn's secondary is too weak to contain Jameis Winston. They really allowed a lot of, you know, a lot of deep passes this season. And I like Auburn a lot, but it's just – I think Jameis Winston is going to be too much. And I think Auburn's run game, if they run the ball well, they could keep this one close. But if not, I don't think they're going to keep this one close. I don't think it's going to be a close game.
You don't think so?
In terms of finals, no, I don't think so, because – Jameis Winston, their offense is so consistent. You look at let's kind of look at this in another way. Florida State in the ACC championship played Duke. They beat Duke 42-7. Okay, now you know Duke. All right, they're Duke, but at the same time, Duke is really good this year. Okay, they played Texas A&M in the Chick-fil-A Bowl, and that was a very close game. And Texas A&M was just able to pull out of that one with a victory. Texas A&M won 52-48. Now, so that means, let's say, transitive property, Texas A&M is 4 points better than Duke. And, see, Florida State played Texas A&M this year. And Florida State, Auburn played Texas A&M this year. And that was also a close game. So I think that, and if you look at, like, who they played and kind of similarity in comparing the two schedules, I think Florida State is going to win big, I think. Final score, I'm going to have to go with 38-17. That's my prediction.
38-17. Wow.
The Seminoles are going to win.
Get over, I think it's going to be at least 100 points.
I don't see that happening.
Because
yeah, Nick,
they both have strong offenses, and they have their defenses are not very strong. Florida State.
No, but you have to look at the two different offenses, though.
What?
You have to look at the two different offenses, though. What Auburn's game plan is going to be tonight, is going to be to run the ball, which they do a lot, to keep the ball out of Jameis Winston's hands. So they're going to try to limit the time that Florida State is the ball on offense as much as they possibly can, which means that on offense they're going to run the ball and take their time. So I think that this game is going to start off kind of slowly but then pick up along the way. And I think just over time, Jameis Winston will just be too much for this Auburn defense to handle. Like
yeah,
I said earlier,
I think so.
38-17, my final score. I think I might be – I'm not sure who I'm going to be rooting for because I really don't have any ties to either team. It should be a great atmosphere at the Rose Bowl. What a place to finish off the BCS era. And I'm hoping for a closer game, but I just don't see it. I think Florida State has really proved themselves, especially that 42-7 win over Duke. That and considering that Duke and Texas A&M was close and Auburn was close to Texas A&M, used the transitive property, whatever, basically Florida State will beat them by at least 21 points, I think, 38-17.
Well, you listen here. I understand what you're saying. I completely get why you're picking Florida State, but there is going to be no miracles in Pasadena tonight. Auburn is your national champion, in my opinion.
Okay.
Okay.
And Nick, you picked Florida State. So
I picked Florida State, but a very
2-1. Very close game, right? So
yeah, probably.
Brent and Nick say it's a very close game. I think it's going to be at least 21 points in favor of the Seminoles down from Tallahassee. And just a quick reminder, if you want to call in with your prediction for the big game tonight, that number is 347-884-8496. Again, if whoever has the closest prediction score-wise will be put into the Sportsaholic 24/7 Hall of Fame. Congratulations to Ira from Poughkeepsie from last episode. He will be put in. We'll put him in tonight. So let's move on now.
Someone's gonna call in. I don't want to have to contact Mike from Queens now. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I don't know. Mike from Queens, we don't really want him to call in. But,
well,
you know, Mike
from Queens,
we're listening. We'll take your call. We'll take your call. Yeah. So we can move on now. If you guys still want to call in about that score, your prediction, that's fine. Let's talk a little bit about the NFL wild card weekend. That was impressive. That was something
color
great.
Me impressed with San Diego.
Oh,
that was
San Diego was very impressive. They just manhandled Cincinnati.
To be completely honest, I was this close to calling an upset, but I ended up going with the smarter choice instead of going with my gut. And my gut was to pick San Diego, but I couldn't do it because I thought Cincinnati was.
I couldn't believe it. I lost $10 to Tommy because of that.
Yeah, I'm sure your brother's pretty happy, Nick.
Yeah, he's very happy. I bet him $10 that the Bengals would win. I'm like, you're gonna win because of their strong receiving core and strong running game. But the truth is, the Bengals look tight. Andy Dalton looked the tightest out of anybody, and the Bengals have like movie theater security defense. It is terrible. Their defense is absolutely atrocious. They couldn't do anything. I mean, they're not usually that bad. But their defense was not strong at all. And Andy Dalton is brilliant. He is so creative. He always finds new ways to turn over the ball. Props to you, man. He is really just amazing in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his arm is, let's put it this way, it's as simple as this. Andy Dalton's not ready. He has potential, but he's nothing special. He's really not, he's not an elite quarterback. That's one reason, that's one of the main reasons why San Diego won. Andy Dalton's arm is not accurate enough. He's not a very good runner. He really doesn't have all the tools that a quarterback needs. Like, Brandon, I remember earlier in the season you were saying the Bengals had a shot to win the Super Bowl because they had a complete team. You were so wrong about that because the Bengals do not have a complete team.
Well, no, they do have a complete team. It's just, unfortunately, Andy Dalton was playing just horrible, horrible, horrible.
Explain to
football.
Me. Hold on. Explain to me how the Bengals have a complete team, or whatever you mean
okay.
by a complete team.
A complete team means they have at least one threat, one very, very highly rated player at every position
so that's
on
complete?
The field.
What do you mean by complete? I don't understand that. A lot of teams,
their
in that case, a lot
Andy
of
Dalton,
teams are complete.
Andy Dalton is a top-tier quarterback in this league, regardless of what he did on Sunday.
Did
I
you
still
just say
think
he's a top-tier quarterback in this league?
He is a very, very good quarterback.
Andy Dalton throws? The reason why the Bengals are so successful is because of their strong receiving core. It's A.J. Green. Andy Dalton's getting all the credit that A.J. Green deserves.
No,
as
it's
well
not just A.J. Green. It's Mohamed Sanu, it's Giovanni
Bernard,
and the law firm, and their offensive line has been very consistent over the course of this season. Their defense has been absolutely unbelievable to watch.
Has not been good.
Yes, it
all
has.
What's so great about their defense? Their defense is nothing special. They have an okay defense.
I'm pretty sure, ranked in the top 10 this year.
No, it didn't. What are you? Maybe top 10, but that's not that good for a playoff team. I mean, I'm talking playoff
team. That's good for any team.
But Andy Dalton, it's not terrible, but it's not good. I wouldn't really call it great either. The bottom line is Andy Dalton is not a great quarterback. He's okay. He just happens to have great receivers and great running backs around him.
Nick, look at the stats. The Bengals have the third best defense in the league, and they are the best defense at defending the pass. Okay? So you can't really say much there.
That's not – how can you say that? That's not true about the Bengals at all. They are not. They do not have one of the top defenses.
Okay, so then you can go.
Who do you think is the better defense? The Seahawks, or the Bengals?
Hey, Nick. The numbers, they never lie.
I don't know what numbers you're talking about, but all I'm going to say is the numbers say no. So you're going to tell me the Bengals have the third best defense in the NFL? Is that seriously what you're telling me?
That's what the numbers say.
What numbers? So the Seahawks. Okay, let me rattle a few teams off for a little bit. The Seahawks, the Panthers, the Saints.
Okay, no, Brandon is correct. In total defense. Nick. In total defense, the Bengals are third in the NFL. Okay. In passing yards per game allowed, they only allow 122, which is best in the NFL. Okay. They're not on there for rushing yards, but Brandon is correct. Statistically, they have a pretty darn good defense.
Well,
now,
yeah,
you know, a lot of the issues this past weekend was that Andy Dalton kept turning the ball over so much. That's not the defense's fault, really. I mean, the defense had their back to the wall the whole entire game, so you cannot blame that. You can't blame them on the defense, though. That's Dalton's fault.
But
I think he's a very good quarterback. He's not elite.
Oh,
by any standard, but he's very good. And
I think he's okay.
But not in the playoffs. He chokes in the playoffs a lot.
Exactly.
And that could prevent the Cincinnati team from moving forward.
Now, maybe he'll be good next year. But as of now, I am not considering him a top-tier quarterback.
Once Andy Dalton gets the monkey off his back in the playoffs, he is a top-tier quarterback.
When it comes to their defense, don't just look at the numbers. Watch them play. You're going to tell me that they're in the top three. The top three best defenses in the NFL are the Seahawks, the Panthers, and the Chiefs. And the Niners.
It's not what the numbers say, Nick. Just because they have the best players doesn't mean they have the best defense.
You see that. I have red zone. I'm the one with red zone here. I get all the games. I know what I'm talking about.
Okay, Nick. Nick, what are you doing?
Look at the Niners linebackers. Would you take? Let's just take it for piece by piece.
All right, Nick. Here's the thing.
Okay.
We're just all that Brandon and I are saying is that statistically they have the third best overall defense and the best pass defense. Whether in your eyes that's not true. That's up for debate, but
statistically,
that's what the numbers say. And we have a caller right now. Let me get this on right now. All right, who is this?
You know exactly who it is.
All right,
you gotta be kidding me.
For the game, Mike from Queens.
Oh my God! How did I say that we were going to hear from Mike from Queens?
All right, Mike, what's your prediction for this game?
All right, well, first of all, I completely have every ounce of trust in famous Jameis Winston. I think he is a very, very good quarterback in the NFL, and I really think that he is going to...
Wait, the NFL?
Mike, did you just say the NFL?
Yeah, that's what it is, isn't it?
No.
The BCS.
All right, Mike from Queens, just give us a prediction. We're going to have to hang you up, all right? Prediction.
I think Florida State is going to beat the Crimson Tide tonight. Oh, my God.
All right, Mike from Queens, that's not the right game, but I'm going to have to hang you up right now. Unless you want to give a score. Yeah, I'm going to hang you up, all right? Mike from Queens, bye. You're hung up.
Oh, my God. Mike
all right.
from Queens.
So we have 2 minutes to go on the show. And let's move on to Charlie Strong being hired as the Texas Longhorn head football coach, replacing the legend Mack Brown. I personally think this is a very good hire. And I think, a lot of Texas fans got their hopes up way too high with Nick Saban, which clearly was not going to happen. So Charlie Strong is a very good coach. He was a former coach, assistant coach at Florida, then now at Louisville, and finally down to Austin, Texas now with the Longhorns. And I don't think it's going to be immediate that they're going to be, back to national title contenders year to year. But I think recruiting is going to pick up a lot. And I think next year I'd say Tech get around 9 wins. So we have just a minute and a half left. Nick and Brandon, quickly, what do you think of this hire, good or bad?
Personally, I think it's a good hire for Charlie Strong to go to Texas, but personally, I don't think he's ready. I don't think he's ready for the job itself. I mean, being the head coach of the Texas Longhorns, one of the most prestigious football schools in the entire nation, who has been in the national championship discussion every single year simply because they are the Texas Longhorns, I don't think that Charlie Strong has the fire in the belly to be the next great head coach of the Longhorns. And though I do think that they will still be a very good team and they will still be able to compete next season, however, I think that this is a two-loss team at best.
All right, Nick, 10 seconds. Good or bad hire?
Well, I think it's hard to tell because he doesn't know the players as well, but at the same time, Charlie Strong has done a lot of jumping around from team to team in his coaching career. So good or bad?
Good or bad?
I say
hard
good,
to tell
because of his experience in jumping around.
All right. So we have just about 10 seconds left in the episode. as always, thank you for listening, and we added predictions. We'll see who's correct. For me, go Noles. Enjoy the game tonight.